السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah, Al-Mujib, the one who answers your dua, the one who answers your supplication, the one who answers your call of distress. We discussed the verse from the 20th Juz where Allah asks the question, a rhetorical question, أَمَّن يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Who is the being that can answer the call of the person who is in distress? Mudtar is a person in such distress that he's exhausted all other options. He's explored all other avenues. He's tried everything at his disposal. He's now become despondent. He's now starting to lose hope. He's now starting to get frustrated. And the only being that can help him is Allah. So Allah says, I am Al-Mujib. And we discussed yesterday the dua of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a person who finds himself in what we would call a helpless situation. Allahumma rahmatuka arju. Allah, I have hope in your mercy. Fala takilni ila nafsi tarfat ayn. Don't leave me to my own nafs even for the short duration that it takes for the eye to blink. Aslih li sha'ni kulla. Oh Allah, you correct and you set right all of my affairs. Put everything in my life in order. La ilaha illa ant. Because there is none worthy of worship besides you. So that's what we discussed yesterday. The name of Allah, Al-Mujib. Today we discuss the name of Allah, Al-Ba'ith, the Resurrector. Now, Ba'ith means that being who sends. It also means that being who awakens. And there's a third meaning, that being who gives rise to. So Allah is Al-Ba'ith in the sense that He sends 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to man with his commandments, with his instructions. Allah is Al-Ba'ith in that He sends His sustenance to all of His creation, even though He Himself does not earn. Allah's got no job, nor does Allah have any business. Allah doesn't earn, yet Allah possesses the ultimate wealth and Allah sends sustenance to all of His creation. And then Al-Ba'ith also has the meaning that Allah is the one who will resurrect us after death. Al-Ba'thi ba'd al-maut. You know, we learn from when we were small because it's part of our basic belief, our basic aqidah. Now, Allah says in multiple verses of the Quran, actually one of the main themes of the Quran is this, ba'th ba'd al-maut, resurrection after death. Why? Because if you don't believe in resurrection after death, then you don't believe in any accountability. And if you believe that there's life after death, then you know, even in this world, if no one knows or no one could catch me, or even if they know, but they couldn't do anything to me, Allah knows. And Allah is all powerful. I cannot in any way get away from Allah. That's why it's such an important belief that they teach us from the time we are small. So Allah says, وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ آتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا. There's absolutely no doubt Qiyamah is coming. It's a fact. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثُ مَنْ فِي الْقُبُورِ. And Allah will resurrect those who are lying decomposed in their graves. Now the mushrikeen in that time, today also so-called intelligent people, they say, how will we be resurrected when our bodies have decomposed? In Surah Yasin, قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ الرَّمِيمِ. They used to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the bones would be all decomposed, who's going to resurrect and who's going to create us? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Allah says, the one who created it the first time will create it the second time. بَلَا وَهُوَ الْخَلَّاقُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah has that creative ability and that knowledge. Sometimes they get sophisticated and they say, you know, when you die and your body disintegrates, the atoms spread throughout the world. Because from the grave into the soil, into the atmosphere, the particles that make up your physical anatomy is totally scattered. So how is it that you will be resurrected? And Allah gives the answer in multiple verses. I don't have the time to quote all of them or even some of them. That the same Allah who brought all those articles together or particles together and all those atoms together in the first place, Allah is the one that will bring it together the second time around. You see, the thing is, don't judge Allah by your own standards. That's why the other day we said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing can be compared to Allah. When you start comparing yourself to Allah, then how can you bring all of these scattered particles together? It's impossible. It's impossible for creation. It's always possible for the Creator. Allah gives us the example in the Quran of dead land. Soil has gone dead. يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Repeated times Allah says it, that when the rains come, that land comes back to life. It springs back to life. So Allah, in the very verse that we're going to be reciting tonight, Allah says that وَلَمْ يَعْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَىٰ أَيْ يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَى. That Allah who created everything in existence the first time without any mistake, without getting tired, without slipping up. Why can't you do it the second time? Normally, as humans, most times you'll fail the first time around. And even if you get it right the first time around, it won't be too up to standard. The second time, the third time, they say practice makes perfect. With Allah, there is no practice makes perfect. Allah gets it perfect the first time. So why can't Allah get it perfect the second time? So Al-Ba'ith, the one who sends sustenance, the one who sends the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the one who will resurrect us from our graves. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us a beautiful death and a beautiful resurrection.